Oh, baby boy, why are you still awake? Do you know that I like my pets rested? Well, if you don't sleep enough, it will hurt your health, raise bad chemicals. I don't like that. I don't like to see you unnecessarily suffering. You don't want to suffer unnecessarily and then have me notice, do you? Of course not. So be a good boy. Lie down. There you go. Get comfortable. Of course, you may get up if something urgent happens. But since I want you to sleep, you should take care of any disturbances beforehand. Good. Are you prepared now? Perfect. Now, think about what's stopping you from going to sleep. What's keeping you from relaxing deeply. You're thinking about some stuff, aren't you? Brooding, perhaps. That sounds unhealthy as well. Worried about something in the past. Stressing about something in the future. Well, you know you can control neither of those in this moment. All you can control is this one. So listen very carefully, pet. It doesn't matter what you are thinking about. All of those things will still be there in the morning. No different for your having rested. Your work won't be any less than it is right now. Deadlines shouldn't change either. Relationship issues are easier to solve if you have a clearer mind. A fresh mind, and deadlines are easier to meet if you're all the way awake. The same goes for family problems. If you are brooding about something completely different, that's okay. All of those things will still be there in the morning. You can't change them right now. So be a good pet for me and prepare to sleep. Oh, you're still awake. You want my help. Oh, you are a needy little boy, aren't you? It's adorable. All right. But you must do what I say. Completely. Oh, I want to hear you say it. Not just in your mind, but with your mouth moving. I really want to hear you. So repeat after me. I will do what Miss Wendy says. Oh, that sounds so good. Say it again for me. And you have to really mean it. Say, I will do what Miss Wendy says and go into a deep sleep. Good. I like to hear my words in your mouth. Such a good, obedient boy. Let's get you all sleepy, little one. First, I want you to cuddle up in your blanket. Find a comfortable spot in your bed. There. You can move later if you need to. You can shift to find a more comfy and cozy sleeping position, baby boy. Well, yes, if you're feeling an itch somewhere. Anywhere, you can scratch it. Not that itch, you dirty bird. Focus sleeping. This is for sleeping. Everything should feel relaxed. So you, my dear, can drift off into beautiful dreams. Are you ready? Good. And now close your eyes, sweetie. Close them. Very good. And take a deep, slow breath. I'm sure your good boy brain is still full of unpleasant thoughts. So let's squeeze them all out. Squeeze them out until you feel peaceful for me. Relaxation. When those thoughts try to intrude again, simply notice them. Notice your mind is being bratty and gently turn back toward my voice. Don't push away on them hard, pet. That only gives them power. Focus back on me. That is all. Now we're going to focus on your body. That's right. Now form those beautiful good boy hands into fists. Don't put a lot of power into it, baby boy, but feel my fingers grasping one hand. Hold it. Imagine how warm and soft they feel. Imagine me holding your hand, embracing you as you make a fist. Feel safe. Feel I am near you. Can you feel it? Calm down a bit more. That's right. Take a deep breath again. In a moment, I will give you the command to clench your fists with all your might. Feel my hands outside of them. As you clench, you will think about all the things that you are holding up on your broad shoulders, and you will release them. You will press them out of your body. And I will help you squeeze your hands with all my power as well. Are you ready? Good. Take another deep breath and clench your strong fists for Miss Wendy. That's it, my boy. Squeeze your negative thoughts out. Notice all the distracting things flying around inside your brain. Feel them. Now feel them start to drift away, leaving through your skin, washing away like water out of a sponge. That's right. Focus on the power in your hands one more time. Press everything away and release. Feel how the relaxation is spreading from your hands, up your forearms, your shoulders, and into your body. Breathe for me and concentrate on your hands. Feel them. Feel all the strength that is in your fingers. Feel how at ease they are. Feel me touching them softly. Feel my fingers tickling up your arms, inviting that feeling, that release up to your shoulders. Feel my soft caresses as they travel up to your neck, up your jaw and your cheek, and finally on your eyelids, where I place a kiss on each one. Now let all the tension and the muscles around your eyes go. Imagine how calm and peaceful they have become. Just like your hands kissed away Enjoy this nice feeling, baby boy. Enjoy it as all the tension dissolves, replaced by pleasant relaxation. While your eyes are closed, feel how heavy your eyelids are getting. Every time I kiss them, they get heavier. So heavy. Let the sensation spread through your face. Let it spread until all the tension flies away. Melt for me, Patch. The muscles around your jaw getting looser. The muscles of your mouth, they are relaxing more and more for me. Maybe your mouth is slightly open, or maybe it's still closed. Either way, feel me place a kiss at the corner. Feels nice, doesn't it? So calm, breathing steadily. Naturally. It's so nice to be able to sit next to you. Place a hand on your chest. Feel your lungs rise and expand with each obedient, slow breath. And to feel it deflate smoothly when you exhale, letting out all the stress, noticing how the air that streams out of your lungs leaves a spreading peaceful feeling in your body. Now notice how your rising and falling chest feels. Feel the warmth of relaxation, of submission. Notice the comfortable sensations from your hands and your eyes spreading down. All the tension in your arms is melted away. The muscles in your shoulders and neck is following. Your neck releasing the stress, growing softer and softer. Yes. Now almost your entire upper body is deeply relaxed. Your face, your neck, your arms, all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Allow a nice, sweet tingle to build as you let go. Only you and me in this moment. With your next slow breath, the comforting feelings are building in your chest, softening all your masculine muscles there. And when you breathe out that tension. And when you breathe in peace. Allow it to overflow and to spread lower in your body. Allow each inhale to bring in more feelings of comfort. Notice that relaxation as it reaches your stomach. Melting the tension until you become soft and cuddly. This is how I like my snuggle slut. All cuddly. Teddy bear, baby boy, all for me. That's right. No need to flex and preen. This is perfect. Now notice the relaxation is going like a wave through your hips, loosening the tension there until it starts easing down your legs. Feel it in these quads, so strong. Allow the warmth and the comfortable sensations to rise in your thighs, melting away any tension here, dissolving your upper legs into pleasing, peaceful tingles. Feel that sensation going to your calves. Like a wave, it's cresting lower. Feel the relaxation spreading as you melt, little slush. Finally, it's your feet. The last bit of tension is here. Feel it leaving, smoothed away by your submission. And it is gone. Now your whole body is relaxed. You are lying on your warm, comfy bed, breathing slowly, calmly, evenly. Melting, feeling your body get heavier. In a light trance, this calm before sleep claims you. And while your mind is going deeper and deeper, I'm watching over you, guiding you to rest calmly. That's right, I'm beside you. It is time for you to sleep, my drowsy boy. But let me give you something nice to think of before you drift off into the sweet dreams you deserve. Drop, pet. Drop and sleep. Go into a deep, relaxing sleep, baby boy. Dive deeper and deeper into a fantasy world of a dream. A special world formed by your subconscious and your imagination. A world where you can enter. And when you are in deep slumber, you will sleep deeply. You will sleep and wake feeling refreshed. Let us create a dream bubble for you, pet. A place where I can help you. Where I can soothe you even more. Do you hear that? It's the sound of the ocean. The beach. The relaxation. You're on a beach with me. Your bare feet are moving through the warm sand, and your gaze is directed out to the blue sea, looking at the waves sparkling in the sun, watching as they hypnotically roll to the beach in their slow and calm pace. You are wearing swimming trunks, but your legs feel too heavy for swimming. It seems nicer to lay on the sand in the sun, take a nap first. Imagine yourself finding a good spot, a place to rest near the water. You can smell the fresh sea air rolling in, leaning back, feeling the beach supporting your spine, the warm sand molding to you, adjusting to your back, comforting you after you lay down. That's right. Feel me gently place a sun hat over your face so that you are not getting burnt. That's right. And with a deep breath, you're starting to enjoy the relaxing sunbeams. Feel them like a soft blanket. Your mind drifting off to the sound of the sea. Wave after wave hitting the shore. Rolling up on the beach. Seeping away before the next wave comes again. Leaving nothing behind. Nothing but the soft swoosh of the ocean. Wave after wave. It is nibbling at your consciousness, washing it away, inviting it to fade, to be drawn out into the ocean until you are heavier. Heavy against the warm sand beneath the sun. Drop it. You are going deeper into a dream, and the deeper you go, the sleepier you become. And the sleepier you become, the happier I feel. So drop it. Drop and sleep, baby boy. Sleep. Now you are in a dream in a living room. The light is dimmed down, and a big sofa stands before a fireplace. How would it feel to make a fire? Make a fire to keep us warm. That would be very comfortable. First, you would stack the wood. Placing the kindling at the bottom, stacking it neatly, planning a fire. Then you would strike the match, coaxing it to life, blowing it into existence. There. Now you look for a place to lie down. The couch looks like a nice choice. Lay down. You feel me covering you with the blanket, tucking you in right here by the fire. Or you could lay on the rug, just like a little pet, enjoying the warmth. My darling. After laying down and getting comfortable, your eyes are drawn to the flame you just kindled into existence, so masculine. It is licking over the wood, burning warmer and warmer. Notice the patterns in the flames. The flames grow. And as they grow, you are dropping deeper and deeper, deeper into a comfortable dream where you are safe, safe in a cabin with me. The fire has burned away the last of your consciousness, burning away until all that is left is a comfortable, peaceful pet. And while you go even deeper, you hear the crackle of the wood as it is burning. Feel, listen, let your eyes drift closed as you watch the fire. It's calming down, getting softer, the flames dancing in its unpredictable way. There. Flames, a mistress all their own, conquering what they touch, dancing to the left and to the right. The flame dwindles like your consciousness, staying in time with you, waving. Makes you even more tired. More tired is pleasing. So drop, pet. Drop even further and sleep. Sleep so you can dream. Sleep and enjoy the ocean. Enjoy the cabin. Dream about yourself lying in your bed. All of your muscles completely relaxed. Pleasantly warm under your covers. Your breathing is slow, deep, and you are on the brink of sleep. The soft voice of a woman is in your ears, and she is telling you to drop, pet, to go down, to let go, to sleep, and to dream. Just like in reality, my silly boy, you drifting into the dream world while I sit beside you, watching over you. Then you feel movement on your mattress as I shift. After a brief moment, I slip under your blanket. My hand is moving to your head. Gently stroking your hair. My leg touching your hair, sweetie. Would you mind warming me? Would you mind if I drifted off with you? After talking about dreams. After envisioning all those wonderful things with you. I got tired as well. You are very cozy, soft, a teddy bear. So wonderful to spoon against your body. Then let's cuddle until both of us are asleep. I will be the big spoon, cutie. This way I can cuddle you. Watch over you until I'm truly satisfied. First, I will snuggle and put my arm over you. You're so warm, baby boy. So comforting. Let me hold you tight. I don't think I will be awake much longer. Before I sleep. But I want to make sure you are also sleeping. Numb.